Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the untamed chef for Agnet West, coming at you from Salzer and Dillard Funeral Home here in beautiful Visalia, California. Whenever you need these kinds of services, trust the best, trust Salzer and Dillard. My recipes this week are all about one of our favorite things, almonds. All of my recipes are going to include something with almond, and it's going to just take almond from being this incredible, incredible nut, and we're going to really try to transform it here on The Untamed Chef. Let's get started. My very first recipe is a sautéed green bean almondine. We're going to get right into it, and let's get started with it. What we are going to need are 2 tablespoons of Rosenthal olive oil. I like to get my aero couvert, I like to clean it. We like to do a French tip, which is a 45 degree angle on all the tips of our fresh green beans. And make sure you give them a nice rinse and pat them down dry with a paper towel. It's always important just because you never know who's touched your food. And even if it's cleaned, I'm just one of those worry guys. I love to make sure that all my food is always cleaned and I know it's cleaned. 4 ounces of crushed almonds. Chili flakes to taste. This is all going to go into a nice hot skillet. Now, I love cooking green beans and aero couvert on a very, very high heat. And the reason why I'm able to manage it and able to watch exactly what it is that I'm doing. I'm going to put 4 ounces of button mushrooms that we're going to quarter. So when you quarter a mushroom, we always make sure we clean underneath our mushrooms and we cut off the bottom stem, just the tip that just looks like it's a little bit woody. And then we're going to go ahead and cut it right down the middle. 1 and 2, we should have 4 even pieces that look like spades of mushroom. 1 red bell pepper that we're going to julienne thin, and we're going to go ahead and put that in our pan as well. I like to add 1 tablespoon of Cooking Sensations roasted garlic seasoning because it really brings out the flavor in these green beans. Now, what you're looking for a done green bean is just to make sure that if you could put a fork in it, and you can make a little pop. We want our vegetables to always pop. We don't want soggy or overcooked vegetables because that really doesn't show a labor that the farmers gave their labor of love towards an incredible product such as a good green bean. I like to finish it off with some Gorgonzola blue cheese, and there you have it. You have my sauteed green bean almondine, and always remember to crush the almonds because they just blend better instead of having whole almonds in this dish. For many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.